隐藏在他的创造里面。
And he has hidden much of his wisdom in the creations of the earth.
当你观察神所造的宇宙万物的时候，你就会联想，也可以得到很多的启发。
And so when you reflect on God's creations in this world, then you will receive a lot of revelations.
那圣经呢也用大自然呢才来讲很多属灵的道理。
And the Bible uses the mysteries of the universe to teach God's principles.
包括我们跟神的关系。
And also our relationship with God.
我们今天下午的题目是如鹰搅动鸟窝。
And the topic for today is to stir up the eagle's nest.
我们看生命记的32章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter
32,
verse 11. Deuteronomy
32:11.
As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
生命记是神人摩西在他要离世之前，再一次把神的律例典章重要的部分再一次重新讲一次。
Deuteronomy was the man of God, Moses, who repeated the God's instructions to the people of Israel.
摩西跟神的关系是非常的密切。
And the relationship Moses had with God was very intimate.
所以他了解神在以色列百姓身上要做什么旨意。
So he understood what the Lord's will was for his people.
但是以色列百姓常常不明白神到底有什么计划。
But the Israelite people oftentimes did not understand what plan God had for them.
就有点像父母了解他为孩子规划他们的未来。
It's like how a parent worries for their children's future.
但是孩子呢却误会父母的意思，不明白父母的苦心。
And sometimes the children misunderstand the intention of the parents and their laborer's heart.
甚至常会反抗父母，会背叛，会这个。做非常不听父母的话。
And sometimes these children may act out or rebel against the parents.
所以摩西死之前呢，他特别在生命记32章写了一首歌。
And so before Moses left this world, he wrote a song in Deuteronomy 32.
提醒百姓有一些重要的道理。
And to teach some of the teachings for the people.
其中第十一节，这是这句话呢，用老鹰或者是鹰妈妈怎么样来对待他的小鹰啊，做一个比喻，形容神跟人的关系。
In verse 11, it records how an eagle stirs up its nest for its young.
鹰啊是在神所创造的鸟当中啊，是一个非常独特的一种鸟。
And eagle is a creation of God that's more special among the birds.
可以说没有其他鸟可以跟它比的。
There are no other birds comparable to the eagle.
因为它飞得最高。
Because they soar the highest.
也在最高的地方才会筑它的巢。
And they put up their nest at the highest points.
那平常也不会飞在很低的地方，也不会爬在地上。
And normally they will not dwell on the ground nor fly in a low place.
别的鸟也飞不到它的高度。
And other birds cannot reach the height an eagle can.
所以它鹰啊可以说非常的独特。
And so eagle can be seen as a very special bird.
圣经常常用鹰来形容属灵的人的超越。
And sometimes the Bible uses eagle to emphasize a spiritual man.
也形容是神的百姓应该像鹰这样子来跟众鸟而不一样。
And also represents the people of God how they should be like an eagle.
但是问题是怎么样才可以达到这种的境界呢？
And so how can we attain this representation?
小鹰生出来不会马上会飞的。
For a young eagle who's just has been given birth, they will not be ready to fly.
你看鸟刚生出来从蛋里面破蛋了，破壳而出的时候，也是光秃秃的，没什么毛的，更不要说会飞了。
When you look at a normal bird, when they hatch out of their eggs, they do not have hair, nor do they have wings. They cannot fly.
但是那个鹰啊，小鹰啊，怎么样从不会飞到变成可以在天际翱翔呢？
And so how does a young eagle from hatching all the way to be able to soar on the skies?
在第十一节这边呢，就讲要有关于三点。
And in verse 11, it talks about three points.
就是老鹰啊，怎么样训练它的鹰宝宝啊，来真正做一只鹰来飞翔。
And it talks about how an eagle trains up their young to be able to soar like them.
从这三点当中呢，也可以看到神也怎么样训练他的百姓成为可以飞翔的众鸟当中的王，那个超越者。
And so from these three points, we also see how God raises up his people to be able to fly like an eagle.
那第十一节第一点这里就说了，好像鹰啊，它会搅动它的巢窝。
And in the first point, just like this verse says, the eagle stirs up its nest.
啊，那为什么鹰会搅动它的巢窝呢？
And why would an eagle stir up their own nest?
一般人我们都会保护自己的窝，自己的家，让它安安稳稳的。
Normally, if we're people, we usually would be very protective of our house and would give warm and care.
在其他的鸟中呢，也绝对不会有鸟啊主动去推它的或者是弄它的窝的。
And throughout the birds, there's a very few that will also push their young to do something they can't.
但是神给鹰啊有一种特别的特性。
But God has given eagles a very special characteristic.
当鹰生了鹰宝宝之后。
After an eagle has given birth to the young.
啊，到某一个时间点呢，它就要自己去搅动它的鸟窝，让这个鸟窝不是很安稳，也不是住得很舒服。
And at a certain time, this eagle would push their young and to so that they will not feel very comfortable already.
啊，让这个小鹰在里面呢，觉得是有出来的必要，有学飞的必要。
And so that the young eagle would have the need to be able to want to come out and to want to fly.
因为这个小鹰生出来啊，它在那个窝里面被保护得好好的。
Because this young eagle, when it's given birth, they are protected by this nest.
啊，那我觉得没有必要去冒险。
There's no need for an adventure.
也不想看外面的世界。
And there's no need to see the world.
因为这里就是最好的。
Because the nest is the best place.
啊，妈妈每天把食物送到我的嘴巴。
This is a place where my mom brings me food every day.
外面有什么风雨，我也不要。
I will not care of all the turmoils out there.
当 baby 的时候是可以留在窝里面。
And as an infant eagle, then yes, you can stay in the nest.
但是那个鹰妈妈看到它的羽毛开始长出来了。
But as soon as the eagle sees that their young is growing feathers,
它的体型已经慢慢增大了。
And their structure of is slowly being formed.
你就不能说整天在那个巢里面睡觉。
Then they cannot see their children sleeping in the nest all day long.
你不能躲在里面享受你的舒服。
They cannot hide in the comfort of the nest.
所以是时候你要开始来学一只鹰怎么样当一只鹰了。
And so at a certain time, they will teach their young how to be an eagle.
因为鹰的生命就是要飞。
Because the life of an eagle is to soar.
鸡的生命就是要被人家养胖然后用来宰。
And for the chicken, the life of a chicken is for people to fatten them up so they can become our food.
我们今天在超市买到的鸡肉啊、鸡腿啊，全部都是一出生就被笼子捆住，每天被它喂啊，喂到它越来越胖，就拿去宰。
And the chicken we eat today that we buy from the grocery stores, they are fattened so that they could sell to us and to be fed.
所以他们不需要学飞，他们也飞不起来。
And so chickens, they have no need to learn to fly, nor would they be able.
鹰不是一样
，but eagles are different.
鹰一定要学飞。
Eagles must learn to fly.
但是人要学，鹰要学飞，一定有这种觉得有这种需要。
But for an eagle to learn to fly, they must feel this need.
如果一直在这个舒服的环境里面，他不觉得有需要要学飞，有需要去离开这个环境。
If they live in comfort, then they will feel no need to soar high nor to leave the nest.
所以老鹰就要把这个环境弄得有点不舒服，搅动这个鸟巢，让它觉得不安稳。
So that's why the eagle will stir the nest of the young so that they will feel uncomfortable and feel a need and urge to come out.
甚至如果有必要的话，这个老鹰可能会把鸟巢都拆了，逼他们出去。
And if there's a need, the eagle will also tear apart its nest so that the young will learn to fly.
这就是神给鹰的智慧。
And this is the wisdom that God has given eagles.
好了，那想想我们今天呢？
And so if we think about us today,
弟兄姐妹，我们跟没有心的人是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, we are different than our Gentile counterparts.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
我们有身份，好像鹰一样高贵，一样尊贵。
We have an identity that is most noble, like the eagle.
我们应该在高的地方飞翔。
We should be soaring in the skies.
有属灵的眼光，有属灵的力量。
With spiritual sight and strength.
我们但是有时候我们呢被神保护得太好了。
But however, sometimes we are too well protected by God.
我们都是向神求平安、求舒服。
We ask God for peace and comfort.
神常常也垂听我们的祷告，都给我们很多的平安。
And God gives us, God answers our prayers and gives us a lot of peace and comfort.
但是往往在平安当中呢，我们反而的信仰呢有点退步。
But in peace, in complacency, we deter in our faith.
所以神有时候呢，为了爱我们呢，要搅动一下我们的鸟巢。
So sometimes God, because out of His love, would also stir our nests.
你看以色列人为什么想出埃及？
So if we think about the Israelites, why do they want to leave Egypt?
我们看出埃及记的第一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
出埃及记的一章第六节。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 6。
出埃及记一章的六节。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 6。
约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。第七节。
7。
以色列人剩养众多，并且茂盛极其强盛，满了那地。如果你看第六、第七节，可以看到神大大的祝福以色列百姓。
If you look at verse 6 and 7, you can see that God greatly blessed the people of Israel.
他们从雅各还有所有的孩子，还有约瑟。在埃及地的时候呢，大概就是一百多人。
And for Jacob and Joseph, everyone in that generation, it's only 100-some people.
你看第五节啊，这时候雅各带下去的，共有七十人。
And if you see verse 5, well, the people who Jacob brought was only 70.
但是过了三百多年之后啊，这个人数就算差不多男生了，可能都已经是有五六十万。
And but if you fast forward 300 some years, then you can see that this is almost 500 or 600,000 people.
哇！所以他们得到大大的祝福。
So they were abundantly blessed.
他们在埃及住得很舒服。
And they were comfortable when they were in Egypt.
人数增加。
And their people grew.
也生活得很美满，很美好。
And their lives were abundant and beautiful.
但是神知道这样下去不是最好的。
But God knows that if they continue to live like this, it would not be good.
因为如果他们在埃及住得很舒服，就永远不会想出来。
Because if they live very comfortably in Egypt, then they would never want to leave.
不想出来，就不会想要进去迦南地神赐给他们的美地。
And if they do not want to leave, then they cannot enter the beautiful promised land that God has given them.
还有，如果他们不出来的话，迟早就会被埃及人同化。
And if they do not come out, then eventually they will be assimilated with the Egyptians.
所以神就开始动工了。
And so that's why God started to move his hand.
神就开始了要搅动他们住得舒服的这个巢了。
God started to stir up the nest in which they dwell.
第八节啊。
Verse 8.
突然间呢，就有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及地了。
Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph.
这个是出于神。
And this is from God's own will.
神透过困难的环境让他们醒过来。
God through a difficult environment allowed them to be awoken.
逼他们要学飞。
To force them to fly.
逼他们知道自己是不一样的。
So to force them to realize that they were different.
所以这个是神的美好的安排。
And this is the beautiful arrangement of God.
弟兄姐妹，有时候当我们遇到生活上一些事情的时候。
And so for brothers and sisters, when we meet up some things difficult in our lives.
如果是所谓的好的事情，我们会很感谢神。
If it's something good for us, then we will thank God.
生活祝福啊，事业很顺利啊。
If our lives are smooth and if our careers are very abundant,
很健康啊。
If we're healthy,
孩子很乖啊。
And our children are obedient,
当然我们是要为这些事非常的感谢神。
Then we should give thanks.
这是神的爱。
And this is God's love.
但有时候我们生活上遇到一些变故的时候。
However, when we experience a lot of changes in our lives,
比如说身体突然间变得不好了。
For example, if our health becomes really bad,
家庭突然间遇到一些问题。
And if our family is encounter some problems,
事业遇到一些失败了。
And our business encounter failure.
有时候我们在问，为什么我信神，神还让我遇到这些事情。
Sometimes we ask, we believe in God, so how come God will allow this to happen to me?
是不是神不爱我？
Is it because God does not love me?
我才会这样对我。
Is that why He is treating me like this.
但是如果我们了解神的计划的话，
But if we understand the will of God,
如果神在搅动你的鸟巢，
if we know that God is stirring up our nest,
很可能就是要改变你的环境，
then it is very possible that He wants to change our lives.
透过困难的环境呢，逼你学习另外一个功课。
Through a difficult environment, then we may learn another lesson in life.
让你学习，你可以飞起来，像那个鹰这样。
So that eventually we may be able to soar, be able to soar like eagles.
这个过程是很辛苦的。
And this process is a very painful process.
我在看旧约的一些伟人啊，属灵的伟人，他们的生活。
If we look at some of the people of the Old Testament, how they live their lives.
他们自可以被神所大大的重用。
They can be greatly used by God.
都是因为他们的鸟巢啊，本来从很舒服的环境啊，被神一下子就翻过来了。
And they were able to be used by God is because the environment changed from comfortable to burdensome.
你看约瑟十七岁，还在如果今天的人十七岁还没有进大学，还在家很舒服的环境。
So, for example, Joseph, he was 17. If someone 17 years old and have not entered university today,
还在想说去哪里玩。
And still thinking about where to go to have fun and staying at home.
约瑟就要被卖到埃及。
For Joseph, he was to be sold to Egypt.
环境一下走，全部的舒服那个环境没有了。
His comfortable environment vanished in one night.
但是就是因为他被卖到埃及。
But it's because he was sold to Egypt.
遇到很大的苦难。
He experienced great hardship.
他的个性被磨练。
And then his character was molded.
他的灵性被提升。
And his spirituality was elevated.
他的智慧也增加。
And his wisdom was increased.
后来看到神的旨意，神的带领。
And later on, he was able to see the beautiful will of God.
摩西也是一样。
Same with Moses.
他四十岁以前的人生都像鸟巢一样。
At 40, his life was like that in a nest.
不需要为生活担心任何的事情。
Without a care or worry for his life.
但是因为他打死了埃及人。
But because he struck and killed an Egyptian.
他被逼着要离开他的巢，离开他的皇宫。
He was forced to leave his nest and his palace.
从那一天开始，神就开始训练他。
And from that day forward, God started to chastise him.
所以你看，旧约里面或者新约每一个属灵的伟人。
And so in the Old Testament and the New Testament, there are many people who are like this.
神要用的人都要震动他的鸟巢，要逼他出去。
Those people that will be used by God, their nests will be shaken.
这个过程是非常的痛苦。
And this is a painful process.
但是是非常的必要。
But this is also a necessary process.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你觉得说你现在的巢好像突然间被神搅动，你很多问号。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you feel like your nest is stirred up in some way, and you have a lot of questions,
你不要怀疑神。
Then you shall not doubt God.
你不要怀疑神不爱你，才让你遇到这种事。
And you should not doubt that the love of God that allowed this to happen.
而事实是刚好相反。
But the truth is very is the opposite.
神大大的爱你，才开始让。搅动你的巢。
It is because God has greatly loved you, that's why your nest has been stirred.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
第八章的二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书八章的二十八节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
我们都很熟悉的经节。
And this is a verse we're all very familiar with.
但是每次读，我每次有感受。
And when we read this verse, we'll always have another reflection.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相的效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
神要让我们得好处得益处。
God wants us to receive good things.
这个益处不是物质上的益处。
And these good things may not refer to material abundance.
物质上的益处不用信耶稣都会得到。
Material abundance. You do not need to believe in Jesus Christ to receive material abundance.
你要赚钱不一定要信耶稣。
If you want to be wealthy, you do not need to believe in Jesus.
你要世上的成功根本不需要信耶稣。
If you want your business to be successful, you do not need to believe in Jesus.
那么很多在世界上面很成功的人都没有信耶稣。
There's many successful people in this world that do not believe in Jesus.
但是这个不是真正的益处。
But these are not the good things that is referred to here.
你要当一只，不要当一只鸡，不要当一只肥鸡在地上跑。
You do not want to be a fattened chicken running on the ground.
如果要当一只飞鹰高在天际当中翱翔。
You want to be an eagle who is able to soar across the skies.
过属灵人的生活。
And this is the life of a spiritual man.
要得到永生的救恩。
And to be able to receive the gracious gift of salvation.
那这个怎么得到这种益处？
And how do we receive these good things?
万事互相效力。
And
28节说万事 all things work together.
All things work together.
这些万事是什么事呢？
And what are these things that work together?
不是蒙恩见证很多很好的事情。
Is it wonderful testimonies?
而是35节所说的逼迫。
Or is it verse 35 when it talks about distress and persecution?
饥饿
Or famine.
赤身露体
Or nakedness.
危险
Or peril.
刀剑
Or sword.
哇，你可以想象吗？这是神所安排的万事。
And these are all things that work together.
就是把你的鸟巢搅动了，让你不舒服了。
It is for your nest to be stirred.
让你遇到大大的困难。
So for you to allow to experience great hardship.
就是让你受苦。
This is allowing you to suffer.
如果小鹰有的选择的话，他肯定不要他妈妈把那个鸟 鸟巢在搅动。
If you think about it from the young eagle's perspective, they may not want the nest to be stirred.
他可能说妈妈太危险了，你在做什么啊？
They may say, Mom, this is too dangerous. What are you doing?
这个鸟巢，那个鸟巢是好好的，是你帮我弄的，为什么你现在要把它拆掉呢？
This nest you built for me, why are you tearing it apart now?
他不知道妈妈的苦心。
But they do not know the heart of the mother.
长久的安逸其实对于一个人的发展成长不是最好的。
And if someone was to dwell in comfort for their lives, it is not a very good way for a person to grow.
对，对孩子的成长也是一样。
And this is the same for our children's growth.
这一代人的孩子生的少。
This generation we have a little less children.
但我们多伦多是神特别的恩典，在这边也生了不少。
But for Toronto, this is a special grace of God. We have many children here.
但是比起以前的那一代的十个八个。两三个还算少。
But comparing this to our previous generation, we only have two or three.
但是你发觉这一代的孩子很脆弱。
But we realize that this generation of children is quite fragile.
没有办法承受很大的打击。
They are not able to experience hardships.
这一代的孩子呢，他比较自我。
This generation of children, they're a little bit more selfish.
就是 self-centered.
Self-centered.
对自己的感觉非常良好。
They want to feel good about themselves.
也没有遇到什么苦难，得到父母很大的保护。
They do not experience many difficulties. They have received a lot of protection from their parents.
但是有一天一出去外面遇到困难了。
But one day when they go out into the world and face difficulties,
或是被同学欺负一下，讲几句话了。
They're bullied by their classmates.
或是在网上被人家泼几句攻击的话，他就受不了了。
Or they may have been cyber bullied on the web.
他就要自杀了。
They say I want to commit suicide.
为什么要自杀？
Why do they want to commit suicide?
就是因为心灵很脆弱。
Because their hearts were fragile.
如果大家有留意新闻，
There was a news.
上个礼拜在安大略省的一个小镇啊，叫Woodstock.
Last week in Ontario Woodstock.
在很短时间之内有五个中学生自杀。
There were in a short period of time there were five elementary high school students
震动了整个城市
that committed suicide and it shook the whole the whole state
whole city 然后新闻都有报
and this has been covered well in the news
很多人就说为什么现在的孩子那么脆弱
and so a lot of people are saying how come the children of this generation are so fragile
为什么
why
因为父母保护得太好了
because they are under the protection of their parents way too much
生活也太幸福了
and their lives were too abundant
这个鸟巢一直都没有被震动都是被保护得完美的
and this nest has never been stirred they were always protected very well
从小没有被骂没有被打没有被规范
since young they were not chastised disciplined or rebuked
都是很自我的一种成长
it's a very self-centered way of growth
所以它飞不起来了
and so they cannot fly
真的有一天离开那个巢了飞不起来就掉下去
and so one day when they leave this nest and they realize they cannot fly they will fall
所以真正有智慧的妈妈的爸爸就是我们的天父
And so the parents, the mom, the mother, and the father who truly has wisdom is our Heavenly Father.
他把这个智慧啊给那个飞鹰。
And this, they gave this wisdom to eagles.
你要在你孩子长大了差不多的时候，该放手的时候你要放手。
And at a certain time, when you need to let go of your children, you need to let go.
该让他独立的时候，让他独立。
When there's a time when they need to be independent, then you need to let them go.
该让他承担责任的时候，要给他责任。
When they are able to receive responsibilities, then we must entrust them.
他可能会求你啊，说，哎呀，不要这样，不要这样，我很辛苦啊，不要，不要。
They may ask you to say, no, please, I can't bear it.
没有用，那个老鹰一定把那个鸟巢拆掉。
For an eagle, there's no exception. They will tear apart the nest.
你这时候要出去了。
And at a certain time, you need to go.
不可以在这边接受我的这个安舒的保护。
Because you cannot receive my protection forever.
哎，这个就是神给鹰的智慧。
And this is the wisdom God has given eagles.
神也用这种智慧来训练我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And God has used such wisdom to also train up our brethren.
当时候到了，他给我们一些困难。
At a certain time, He will give us trials.
第一步就是把我们的舒服的环境震动。
First is to shake up our comfortable environment.
让我们突然间醒过来。
So that we may be awakened.
我观察很多弟兄姐妹。
There's a lot of brothers and sisters.
他们信仰最大的成长发生在什么时候？
The greatest growth in their faith was when?
不是他们去参加讲习会学了几天圣经回来啊，就马上信仰很成长。
It is,
当然这个也有成长。
It is not when they attend seminars, they spend a few days praying and reading the Bible, they grow. But they improve.
最大的成长都在受苦，受了一些苦难之后。
But the greatest growth is when they have suffered.
突然间想通了。
And when they realize the breakthrough.
突然间看清楚了。
And when they realize they see the path ahead of them.
所以神啊，要把这个鸟巢，那个鹰巢啊，先搅动一下。
And so this is why God wants to allow the eagle to shake up the nest of their young.
但是不能只有搅动而已。
But not to only stir up.
好，我们看回来32章11节。
Let's return to chapter 32, verse 11.
生命记32章11节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11.
第二件事情老鹰要做的，就是要在雏鹰以上两次扇展。
And the second thing is they hover over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up.
如果你有看过那些纪录片啊 ，National Geographic 啊，或者是一些大自然的纪录片，你看那个老鹰怎么叫小鹰。
If you see some documentaries like National Geographic, can you see how an eagle trains up its young?
啊，那个老鹰啊，它要先把它的翅膀啊先展开，拍一拍。拍给小鹰看，到底这个翅膀要怎么怎么弄
？And so this eagle would spread out his wings and show the young how it's done.
因为小鹰虽然有翅膀，但是从来没有用过。
Because this young eagle, although they have wings, they have never used them before.
到底要展到什么的角度
？How long do I have to extend my wings?
飞的时候要什么的动作
？When I fly, what kind of movement?
因为他不知道，没有这个经验。
Because they do not know, they lack such experience.
也可能是一伸出去的时候有点不舒服的感觉，那个筋骨还没有去热身好。
And perhaps when they extended, they have not warmed up their bones yet, so they don't like it.
所以这个时候老鹰就给他榜样。
And so at this time, this is when the mother eagle, is an example for the young.
做给他看。
And this is when they are an example for their young.
这个是一个很重要的一个步骤。
And this is an important step.
人都有模仿的一种天分在里面。
The human beings, they have a desire to imitate.
动物也是一样。
Just like animals.
小鹰看到妈妈怎么用翅膀，他就知道了。
And so when the young eagle sees how its mother uses its wings, then they will know.
我们的孩子也在每天模仿我们。
Our children imitate us day by day.
我妈妈，我外婆以前小时候常跟我讲。
My
grandma. 她说我啊，你很会模仿啊电视的那个卡通。
She said I imitate whatever I watch on TV.
她说我看到那个卡通，以前那个卡通的机器人后面要上项链的，她说我就会做给她看。
And so my grandma told me that when I watched a TV show, there was a robot who had a screw behind his head.
她说我会叫我这个外祖母说，来，你帮我上项链，上完之后我就嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。
And so I would tell my grandma, says you plug in my screw and I will move just like the robot.
那时候两三岁而已。
I was only two or three.
很幼稚啊。
And I was very immature.
但是你看那个电视怎么做机器人，在家里自己也是这样模仿机器人。
And so when you watch the TV, you see how a robot behaves, then you behave likewise too.
我还记得我小时候觉得自己是应该是机器人。
And I remember when I was young, I really believed I was a robot.
都要模仿。
And so I imitated this.
所以其实我们的孩子啊，每天都在模仿我们。
And so our children actually is also they imitate.
其实我们的孩子最会模仿。
And they really are very good at imitating.
你不要埋怨你孩子讲话没礼貌。
You should not complain that when your children speak, they're very rude.
如果你孩子对你讲话很没有礼貌，很可能你对你配偶讲话也很没有礼貌。
If your children are rude to you, it's also very likely that you were very rude to your spouse.
他就不知不觉就学了，你们在吵架的时候用的话，他也会。
And because when you guys fight, they may oversee it and they learn how to speak in such way.
如果一家人相处很恩爱很和睦，孩子也会学。
And if the one family is very caring and loving towards each other, then the children will also learn likewise.
好的也学，不好的也学，就是模仿。
Because they imitate both the good and the bad.
那今天我们要飞起来之前。
And so today, if we want to soar high,
我们一定要模仿那个最完美的。
Then we must imitate what is most perfect.
最好的榜样。
And what is the most best behavior?
保罗怎么告诉我们呢？
And Paul, what does Paul tell us?
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多前书十一章的第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
哇， 保罗这句话非常好。
And what Paul said here was very good.
你们都是弟兄姐妹。
When he says, you, it's talking about the brethren.
弟兄姐妹，你们学一学我吧。
He's talking about brethren, you should imitate me.
如果我们只读到这里，会觉得保罗很骄傲。
If we read until this point, we'll think Paul is very proud.
为什么要学你？
Why do we have to imitate you?
保罗说，为什么要学我？
And Paul says, why should you imitate me?
因为我已经学了基督。
Just as I also imitate Christ.
所以呢？你学我的时候，因为我学了基督，所以你们也会学基督。
And because if you imitate me and I imitate Christ, then you guys are imitating Christ.
今天我们敢不敢很大声地讲出来，告诉孩子说你要学我？
Today can we say to our children, you should imitate me?
我们可能可以很大声地跟他们讲说你不好，你不够好。
Perhaps we can say in a very loud voice, saying, you are bad, this is bad.
你态度不好。
Your attitude is wrong.
你不够认真。
You are not studious enough.
你不够诚实。
You are not truthful enough.
好的。我们能不能大声说你可以学我，你要学我一样。
But conversely, can we say to our children, you should imitate me?
有时候我们这句讲到说你要学都讲不下去了。
Sometimes when we may stop halfway at imitate.
为什么？
Why?
自己想一想，我的脾气也没有真的很好。
Because if you think about it, our own temper is not very good.
我也常骂人。
Because I also,
说实在，我也蛮自私的。
And I'm also very self-centered.
如果真的学我的话，你也不太行。
Because if you imitate me, then you are not very good either.
所以我们每一个人其实有这个真正的榜样。
And so for all of us, we need to have a true behavior.
我们真的要学主耶稣基督。
We have to learn this true behavior from Christ.
你不学主耶稣基督啊，这属灵上也真的是飞不起来。
And because if we do not learn from Christ, then spiritually we cannot soar.
为什么我们生活上很累？
Why do we strive so hard in this life?
跟人际的关系啊，常常都不怎么好。
And our relationship with other people may not be the best.
或者是孩子不怎么听我们。
Or perhaps our children may not like to listen to us.
为什么孩子不听我们呢？
Why do children not like to listen to us?
一个原因就是我们还没有像基督。
One reason is because we are not yet like Christ.
如果我们当我们像基督的时候，
And if we are like Christ,
孩子一定听，一定会被你感染。
And then you will affect your children, and they will listen to you.
因为主耶稣是最荣耀的、最光明的一个榜样。
Because Jesus Christ is the most glorious and most perfect example.
其实保罗以前不是这个样子。
And Paul, he was not like this before.
保罗以前也是。虽然很知道律法，但是他的个性不是这样。
Even though Paul before, even though he knew the law very well, but his character was not so good.
他是很自我的。
He is a very self-centered person.
他用自己的方法去侍奉神。
He wanted to serve God in his own way.
他也不管别人呢。
And he did not care about what other people think.
他觉得对的就是要去做。
Whatever he felt right, he would do.
但是他信了主耶稣基督之后。
But after he believed in Jesus Christ,
他个性灵性有改变。
Then his spiritual character was slowly transformed.
主耶稣也叫我们去学他。
And so Jesus Christ also teaches us to learn from him.
我们看马太福音第十一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11,
28节
verse
28. 11章28节
Matthew 11, 28.
11章28节
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这是主耶稣的邀请。
And this is the request from Lord Jesus Christ.
现代人呢都很劳苦，很多重担。
Because the people of this world are very burdened and they're heavy laden.
其实今天我们来教会来信耶稣，就是希望得到安息啊。
And so today when we come to church and when we believe in Jesus Christ, it's also to receive rest.
但是有时候想想，我们好像也没有很多的安息。
But sometimes we think about our lives, we may not experience a lot of rest.
为什么呢？
Why?
还没有学到主耶稣。
Because we have not yet learned Christ.
是二十九节。
And so verse 29.
要学主耶稣什么呢？
So what do we have to learn from Jesus of?
我心里柔和谦卑。
For I am gentle and lowly in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls.
这里主耶稣告诉我们，我们要怎么模仿他，才能飞得起来。
Lord Jesus tells us here how we should imitate him so that we may fly.
心里柔和。
In our hearts to be gentle and lowly.
就是这种态度。
And gentle is a behavior.
谦卑就是把自己降低一点。
And to be lowly is to lower ourselves.
简单来说就是低跟慢，就是主耶稣的特性。
And for this is Jesus' character. It is low and slow.
主耶稣虽然是神 降生为人，道成为肉身来到世上。
And even though God is, Lord Jesus is God manifested into flesh.
他最有资格跟别人说，我就是神了，你们来拜我。
He's the person with the most authority to say, I am God, you shall worship me.
主耶稣从来都不这样讲。
But Lord Jesus would never say this.
主耶稣把自己的身份降得很低。
Lord Jesus lowered his status.
活在我们的中间。
And he chose to live among men.
成为一个人。
And he chose to become a man in flesh.
主耶稣做事情也是比较慢。
And so when Lord Jesus does things, he's a little bit slow too.
讲话也不急，做事情也不急，一步一步，按步骤般。
When he talks, he's not rash. He's very slow, and he does it step by step.
主耶稣的很容易被人家亲近。
And Lord Jesus is very easy to draw close to.
你想想看，今天如果有一个君王啊，一般人没有办法靠近他。
And if you think about it today, if there is a conqueror or a king.
因为大家会怕他。
No one can draw close to them because people fear them.
大家不会怕主耶稣。
But people do not fear Jesus Christ in the same manner.
跟主耶稣在一起的时候很舒服。
Because when people are with Jesus Christ, they feel comfort.
什么都可以讲。
They are open to share all things.
所以主耶稣就可以帮助很多的人。
And so Lord Jesus is willing to be able to help a lot of people.
这个就是我们今天要学的。
And this is what we should learn today.
柔和谦卑。
To be gentle and lowly.
但是这个也是最难的，因为是违反人性。
Then this is the hardest because this defies our natural instinct.
我们先来讲一个比喻了。
Let's talk about an analogy.
你开车的时候，在多伦多开车会不会觉得很累呢？
If you drive in Toronto, do you think it's very tiring?
我搬过来这边啊，四年了，我觉得在多伦多生活最累的其中一件事情就是开车。
I have moved to Toronto for 4 years, and one of the most burdensome things in this city is driving.
每天开车，每天塞车。
Every time I drive, there's traffic.
好像一上到路上面就很紧张。
Whenever I go on the road, then I become a little nervous.
然后好像都要跟人家抢位置。
It's like fighting with other people for the positions in traffic.
好像路上都没有人开一百的，有没有可能有了啊？弟兄姐妹有没有开一百的
？And it's not like
高速公路。
They all drive. I don't think people drive 100 on the highways.
好像开一百二都有点太慢，大家都从你后面这样子。
People always like to drive 120 or even faster.
大家一起切线啊，转来转去。
And people like to cut in front of you and to cutting in.
有时候我们发觉啊，我们当有这种开车这种习惯了、好像要分秒必争啊，快啊，要急啊，要狠啊，也可以省到两分钟了，可能三十秒了，省到。
And eventually, when we have this habit, then we also want to be very fast-paced. We want to cut, and we may only save 2 minutes or 30 seconds.
但是你会发觉啊，开这段路啊，会觉得很累啊。
And so sometimes after a while, when you drive like this, you feel that you're tired.
我问一个弟兄，他是职业司机啊，我说你整天在路上开，一天开那么多个钟头。
And I asked this brother who was a professional driver, and asked him when you're on the road all day long.
你怎么样才可以不累啊？
How do you feel not tired?
他就跟我分享。
And he shared with me.
他就慢慢开啊。
Then you drive slowly.
别人切线你就不要切。
If people cut in front of you, that you don't have to do the same back.
该开多快就开多快。
However fast you should drive, you should drive that fast.
预多一些时间。
So you
多一些时间了。
Spend more time.
反正你的心不要急，你就没有那么累啊。
And so if your heart is not so rushed, then you will not feel so tired.
哎呀，这样让我想起主耶稣的话。
And this is exactly what Jesus said.
因为主耶稣的心很温柔。
Because Jesus is very gentle.
他也不会很急。
And he is not very rash.
因为他很谦卑。
And because he is humble.
所以别人冒犯了他，别人攻击他，他也不会有很大的反应。
And so if people attacked him or persecuted him, he will not react greatly.
今天我们因为我们不够谦卑啊，所以别人一句话就会引起我们很大的反应。
Today we're not humble enough, so sometimes when other people say something against us, we'll be very defensive.
给你一个眼神你就受不了了。
Even their stare or their glare at us, we may not be able to handle.
跟你讲一句话你就生气一个月。
If they say something bad about us, we may be angry.
或是他没有打仗就切到你前面，你就血压要升高了。
Or perhaps they cut in front of us without signaling, your blood pressure rises.
其实这样子自己会很累。
Then you'll also feel very tired.
因为没有学主耶稣。
Because you have not learned Christ.
如果主耶稣开车会是怎么开的呢？
And if you think about how Jesus Christ would drive,
应该不会像我们这样开。
Perhaps he would not drive like us.
所以说跟小孩子讲话会不会像你跟你的孩子讲话这样
？And when Jesus speaks to the children, is it the same way you speak to yours?
应该不会像我们这样。
Perhaps not.
因为主耶稣很低、很慢、很柔。
Because Lord Jesus is gentle and lowly in heart.
你看那个老鹰在飞翔啊，它的翅膀有没有一直这样子？
If you look at a young eagle, do they continually flap their wings like this?
老鹰飞起来很轻松的，好像都
When an eagle soars in the sky, their wings are not flapping around.
它真的没有像很忙的这样整天这样子。
Their wings are not very busily flapping.
它就是很轻松，一下就可以哦，在上面滑得飞很远。
And so when an adult eagle flies and soars, they glide.
你也影响不了它。
You cannot influence them.
它就是在它的高度。
They are at their own height.
除非它要找吃的，它也不下来。
Unless they want to find food, they would not come down.
我们就是要学主耶稣。
And then we must learn from Christ.
我们的心情，我们的情绪，不要被我们的自己的骄傲所影响。
So that our emotions may not be stirred by our own desires.
其实我们自己的不开心，自己的重担，都是我们自己的骄傲所带来的。
Our unhappiness and our burdens are also brought forth by ourselves.
你骄傲就放不下。
If we are envious, we may not be able to put down.
你骄傲就没有办法慢，没有办法低。
And if we are proud, then we are not able to be humble.
所以我们要学习主耶稣的榜样。
And so we must learn from Christ's example.
好了，那理论都学到了。
And so we have learned this in theory.
你看游泳的人啊，总不能在岸上跟那个教练说，好，我要教你这样弄哦，你就弄一百次了，你不能说我会啦。
And so someone who knows how to swim cannot teach someone who is a novice practice strokes.
你学到标准的动作，不代表你会游泳。
Because if you learned a perfect movement for swimming, it may not mean you'll be able to execute it perfectly.
小英看到妈妈标准的动作，但是还是不够的。
Because for the young, although they may see their mother execute how to fly perfectly, they may not be able to execute it themselves.
我们看回来，生命记32章。
Let's return to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
是第11节。
Verse 11.
第三个动作，这个老鹰要做的，就是要把小鹰推下去的。
And the third movement, the action that the eagle does is to push them off.
第11节,
in verse 11.
又如鹰挑动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两次扇展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。
As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings.
这个时候如果小鹰愿意飞出去的话,
and at this point, if the young eagle is willing to fly out,
当然就很好。
Then good.
如果小鹰还不肯出去的话，老鹰就会推他们出去。
If they will not fly out by themselves, then the mother eagle will push them out.
那可以想象啊，这个小鹰第一次有翅膀，但是还不会用，这样子在这个高度，肯定会吓死。
And so if you look at it from our perspective, you see a young eagle who has never been have never flown before being pushed out at this height. It's very scary.
但是 老鹰不是这样就不管它了。
But the mother eagle does not leave them so and not care for them.
虽然把他们推出去，或是鼓励他们这样飞。
Even though the mother eagle chooses to push them out.
因为这个小鹰第一次飞啊，还没有经验，那个翅膀也不够力。
Because this young eagle may not have the experience to fly well.
或是那个角度也没有拿得对。
And the angle may not be right.
当它快不行的时候。
But when they are not able.
这里圣经都形容了，那个老鹰就会突然间高速的飞下去，把那个快不行的这个小鹰啊接起来，背在它的翅膀上面。
Then the adult eagle would glide fast to carry their young on its wings.
然后再把它带到巢里面，那等时候到了再试一次。
And then they would carry them back to the nest and wait for another more appropriate time.
那第二次又try了，又尝试了，哎，可能比第一次好一点，但是还是不太行。
And perhaps on the second try, it's a little bit better, but they're still not able to do it yet.
在他挣扎的最危险的时候，又把它接回来。
And at their most dangerous time, they catch them.
然后呢，直到它会飞为止。
Until the moment they learn to fly themselves.
这个是神给老鹰的智慧。
And this is the wisdom that God has imparted to the eagles.
我们的神也是这样对我们。
And today, God is like this.
他让我们遇到考验试炼。
He wants to try us through trials.
绝对不是为了让我们去甩死。
It is not for us to fall to our death.
绝对是我们能够承受的。
It is definitely something we can overcome.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第10章。
Chapter 10.
第13节。
Verse 13.
哥林多前书10章13节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
哥林多前书10章13节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with temptations also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
当我们遇到试探的时候,
and so when we encounter temptation,
遇到考验的时候,
when we encounter trials,
一定有这个信心,
and we must have such faith.
主爱我,
that the Lord loves us.
主在下面借着我,
and that the Lord will be will carry us.
没有错, 我不够力量,
of course, we may not be powerful enough, or
但是我们主一定是在我们最危急的关头把我们拖住。
But God will, at our most critical time, carry us through.
好，所以我们不要失去信心。
And so let us not lose faith.
一定要学飞。
And let us learn to soar.
主耶稣就在我们身旁。
Because the Lord is at our side.
其实生活当中很多事情要我们整个心情都会拉下来，掉下来。
There are many things in our lives that will pull down our joy.
但是主一定在我们旁边给我们力量。
But the Lord will be at our side to give us strength.
如果我们努力地去学。
And if we are willing to learn,
努力地模仿主耶稣的榜样,
and if we put in the effort to imitate Christ,
到最后,
then at the end, we will be able to soar.
我们看以赛亚书第40章,
let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
40章的第30节,
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30.
以赛亚书40章第30节,
Isaiah chapter 40, verse
30. 30节,
30.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦, 强壮的也必全然跌倒。 但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。 30.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
等候神的要如鹰展翅上腾。
Those who wait on the Lord, they shall mount up with wings like eagles.
感谢主，我们最近都一直在宣布帮王宇姐妹带祷。
And thank the Lord, recently we kept announcing to pray for Sister Wang.
她从这个癌症非常严重、非常紧急的状况，可以是从死亡的边缘。
That from a dangerous time for her health, and from the bed of the hospital, they were able to be raised to health.
非常的危急，非常的紧张。
There were many times when she experienced times nearing death.
电疗啊，化疗的过程当中啊，有好几次她也非常的辛苦。
Either through chemotherapy.
但是主耶稣给他很大的力量。
But God has given her strength.
他以后应该会在这边亲自的跟大家见证。
And perhaps one day she'll be able to testify before us all.
在他信仰的这段艰苦的日子里面。
And in her time of trial,
他学习到以前没有想过的、没有理解的道理。
She has thought of teachings that she has not learned in the past.
他看透了，原来世界的东西都不是永远的。
And she has seen that the things of this world are not eternal. And the material things of this world is not the most important. So in sickness and in illness, she prayed and read the Bible.
经过这个生病之后，跟主耶稣更亲近。
And overcoming this trial, she has drawn closer to God.
肉体是受了很多的苦。
Sure, her physical health has encountered much trials.
灵性上，主耶稣让她真的是飞起来。
But her spirit was able to soar.
感谢神啊，她前几天去医院做检查，基本上医生说癌症的细胞已经没有了，已经清干净了。
And thank the Lord in this past week when she went for her checkup, the doctor says all the cancerous cells are not there anymore.
那主耶稣的怜悯，大家的带导。
And it's thanks to the guidance of God and the mercy of God.
但是其实她分享的最宝贵的还是神让她在生病的过程当中所学到的。And
what's more precious for her is what she learned during this time of trial.
所以当神爱我们的时候，有时候就会搅动我们的鸟巢。
And so when God loves us, then this is a time when He will stir our nest.
有时候要把我们逼出去。
He will force us out.
有时候呢，会把我们所依靠的东西拿走。
He will take away our reliance.
有时候呢，他会做榜样给我们看。
And He will be our example.
当我们承担不了的时候。
And so that when we could not bear it anymore.
他又会借着我们。
That He will carry us, lift us up.
有这位神在我们的生命当中，是不是最宝贵的？
So when we have this God at our side, is this not the most precious?
我们来唱诗373首。
Let's sing hymn 373.
373首.
373.